American TV morning shows and 24-hour news channels make it seem as though Americans can't get enough of the royal affair. But Americans in the capital, Washington, seem to have mixed feelings.
I haven't really paid attention to it. There's other things going on that seem to be more important than that.
I do like to follow it when I can, and I especially like sort of following sort of how Kate's become a real fashion icon.
It just doesn't have any concern to me. It's his business. It's, you know, an English wedding, and I'm American.
But American media outlets will give them a front row seat anyway. Leading American television anchors from networks like ABC and CNN will be in London to catch the first glimpse of Kate Middleton's dress. Even the Weather Channel will deliver special royal wedding forecasts, and the American cable network Lifetime has made a William and Kate movie. Media studies professor Andrea Press says American enthusiasm for this month's royal wedding is not unique. 30 years ago, 750 million people tuned in for the wedding of Prince William's parents, Prince Charles and Princess Diana. Press says Americans are mesmerized by the fact that Kate, born a commoner, could become the Queen of England.
The obsessive focus on everyday detail in our coverage of celebrity helps us to imagine ourselves in their position, or helps us to deconstruct the mystique of these famous people and imagine that they're ordinary people just like you and me.
Americans are not the only ones talking about the royal occasion. The Irish have searched the term Kate Middleton on Google more than the British, and people in Canada, New Zealand, and the Philippines have searched the future princess's name more than Americans. Royal expert and blogger Cheryl Anderson Brown says Queen Elizabeth II's leadership of the Commonwealth of Nations gives the monarchy global popularity.
And there are so many nations formerly part of the empire that are now still part of the Commonwealth and consider the Queen to be their monarch. So it really is the royal family of so many nations around the world.
Whatever the reason may be, an estimated 2 billion people are expected to tune in for the April 29th wedding. And many will be Americans who will have to wake up extra early, 6 a.m. Washington, D.C. time, to watch the wedding live. For VOA News in Washington, I'm Julianne McKellogg.